And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
House and Senate leaders are now arguing about how much to cut taxes on corporations and the wealthy. This debate about yet another tax cut comes after $2.8 billion worth of tax cuts since 2013. During that same time, North Carolina fell in teacher pay rankings. We're now in the low 40s after rising to the national average just 15 years ago. The state has also plummeted in how much we spend per capita on schools. We're 44th in that department. And who benefited from not adequately funding the schools? The wealthiest people in North Carolina. The top 1% of taxpayers have received a $20,000 a year break since 2013. The average income of the top 1% is $1.5 million per year. Meanwhile, the folks at the bottom, the poorest 20%, they've received a tax break totaling $9. The rich have received massive breaks, the poor have largely been ignored, and the schools have suffered. That's not a recipe for success, but it's one lawmakers may repeat again this year. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.